jumping out that coupe, pulling out smooth. I'm not afraid to lose. I put you on the news. Gonna FaceTime, let him out. Block him, erase him, let me know. Shawty hopping that Bentayga, it's time to go. When I put you in the latest, make sure you know.
We pay bills, please don't make a mess. I don't do good with spills. Lately I've been stressed, been even a drill. No regrets when it's real.
What's after it or what's, you know? I keep keep my gun in my drawers, ducking the sad news. My phone say 7 missed calls, I know it's bad news. This life had left me so scarred, I'm knowing that's true. Remember talking so hard, I got it tattooed.
So,
I ain't did no shows, but made some bread. I gotta keep the family fed. Look, just talk to pops about the feds. I ain't gon' lie, he had me scared. I feel him coming, nigga. I'll keep on running, nigga. If we go down bad, keep it a honey, nigga. My girl all in my ear screaming, spend some time. I promise I'll be here when I can get some time. Right now, I gotta get what's mine. I'll be thugging to the end of time. And fuck these niggas cause they lame, since they love saying my name. Make sure you write the truest in the motherfucking game. On my tombstone, ain't bury me. By the river, they will carry me. Finally, I'll be resting in peace. Finally,
finally,
I'll get to fly away. Somewhere, someday. Fuck these niggas cause they lame, since they love saying my name. Make sure you write the truest in the game. On my tombstone, it ain't burying me. By the river, they will carry me. Finally, I'll be resting in peace. Finally.
I don't know what's after this.
Finally,
everybody think they do.
Finally,
but I'm trying to get rid of it. I sleep when I'm alone. This shit come with a lot, it's a lot of pressure. I'm a young nigga. Believe that, man. I'm hustling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finally. Finally,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, what's happening? Pop Your Shit Radio, hiphop95.com, Atlanta's number one streaming hip hop station. It's your boy Ugly Money for show. God. That... Oh, okay. So did they hear me the first part? First time?
They did. Yeah, I knew you
were
getting.
Oh, yeah, man. Shouts out to everybody out there, man. It's your boy Ugly Money for show, man. I got my co host with me, Hundun.
Hey, this your boy Hundun, man. You know I'm checking in, man. This your boy Hundun from Atlanta, man. West side of Atlanta, be exact. Adamville, stand up. We in the building. What's happening? Yeah, I'm on my rapper shit today. I got the mic literally in my hand. You hear me?
It's playtime. You look like a rapper today, boy.
Okay, then. All right.
I see you flexed up.
Yeah, book me then.
You know what I'm saying? Adidas.
Yeah, give me a show or
Adidas
something.
Adidas down.
Yeah, play.
L41.
Play.
It seemed like, you know, back in the day, boy, you couldn't even really wear Adidas and Nike, or doggone Nike with Reebok, you know what I'm saying?
What was that, cross-dressing?
Yeah, it's just like, why you got that on?
My barber be talking about me all the time when I come to the show. Like, man, why you always wearing Adidas with Nike? Why you wear all Adidas? Man, I don't wear no Adidas shoes. I wear Nike, nigga. You know what I mean?
Why you wear Adidas clothes then?
I like the clothes. I don't like the shoes.
I never really got into Adidas like that.
Not the clothes?
I never really was an Adidas guy.
Yeah, my girl don't like it either like that.
She it's straight, though. It's cool. Yeah. I like it. I know what I'm saying. I like when it's new, you know what I'm saying? You pop the tags on it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, of course. Something to lounge in, you know what I'm saying? Right. Get money in.
Nothing like you just so fly. It's just like,
right.
So on, yeah. Gonna run to the store, hit the mall right quick, grab something out the mall, throw some Adidas on.
It seems like, but I don't even like to get dressed no more. I ain't gonna need cap.
No?
I'm getting old, I guess, but I don't know.
I still like to get
it's like, man, that. Give me a damn jumpsuit or something.
That's it?
It'd be hard for me to even shave sometimes, bro. It'd be like...
Shave? Your face? Oh,
yeah.
So, you a barber, but you got to stay on point.
Right.
Yeah, you got to when you promote yourself out, though. Can't tell nobody you a barber, and they look at you and be like, this nigga ain't got a haircut.
Right.
But he a barber.
Right. How you going
to... How you going to cut me out? You can't even keep yourself clean, man.
Makeup artists and even hairdressers, they don't
put it in the mouth.
Have they
What's up? You all quiet today? Butterfly Ray!
But shut up. Nah, but the hairdressers and the makeup artists, they don't have that shit done either.
For real?
For real. A good one.
It seems like every makeup artist I be seeing, they be having this shit on point. I don't know. I guess it's vice versa. You know when you're doing...
It depends. Like, okay, if you're going to the mall to get your makeup done, they're going to have it done because they're going to work. Uh-huh, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you got somebody, you know, who running a shop, you know, constantly. Like, I've been to plenty of shops. Like, my makeup artist, she usually doesn't have her makeup done when she's doing mine.
So if somebody trying to promote their business, they come up to you and say they do makeup, but they ain't got no eyelashes on, they makeup ain't looking good. You gonna
But when they step out, when she step out, her makeup done.
No, I'm saying you gonna fuck with them though. Like you gonna go shop with them, and they be like, "Come get your makeup done. I got you." And they ain't done though. You gonna rock with them?
I gotta see your work.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They gotta be on point, right?
But still, what if you see they work and then they looking all crazy? You not gonna have some kind of like, why you looking like that?
Sometimes it's harder to do, like, your own hair,
right,
or your own makeup. You're probably better on doing it on someone else versus yourself. So I can't knock them.
True. All right, that's a question. I'll put that in the air. If you had a barber or ladies, a makeup artist or a hairdresser or something, and they didn't look the part, would you still rock with them? Meaning, if they didn't look up to par with their hair done or their nails done, looking, you know what I'm saying, real clean, like, would you still rock with them?
Still let them do your hair or your makeup or get a haircut.
Call us 818-860-9223.
First caller get $100.
First caller get $100.
From Hun Done and D.
What the number is again?
818-860-9223. First caller get $100.
$100, man. Play time.
Seen some shit within my lifetime, my light shine bright. Protect your energy from poison when a python strike. My first mistake was doing robberies on Nikon bikes. Watch my moves and I'ma show you what an icon like. Y'all let bygones be bygones, right? Nigga, fuck your truce, bust your move. And if that nigga touch your shoes, you better blast on him. And on my mama, nigga, I'ma get that cash on him. 100 on a dash on him, swerve. Born from the trench, you from the birds, nigga. Fuck the early bird, nigga, I'ma get this motherfucking chicken. If a nigga ever got a problem, nigga, we can fucking solve it. Oh, my mama, nigga, I just been itching to prove myself. I just pray throughout the struggle, I don't lose myself. Glock no safety, plaques and coat, I might shoot myself. They catching bullets like two Odells. And nigga, you gon' tell. But I can tell you about the time was going hard up in the paint. And I can tell you shit that other niggas can't. Let me tell you. I can tell you about the time I had to drop a nigga rank. And I can tell you shit I did up off the drink. Let me tell you. I can tell you about the time I signed a deal for 20 bands and used that shit to get my brother out the can. Let me tell you. I can tell you about the time I had a penny in the plan. I can tell you shit, but you won't understand. Let me tell you. First and foremost, for every door that's open, the door closed. Be the nigga, take his photos, upgrade my wardrobe, and Lord knows, living like this, it leads a short road, a dead end, or prison time where we was heading. Instead, when I got bread, broke it with brethren. Eyes open, leave the house, move like a veteran. Made a couple dollars from commas, my niggas flexing. Nigga got a problem that I can make some corrections. Okay, cool, still with the same niggas since grade school. Give a fuck about your shade room when I had made room for everybody on that late moon. And word to race room. Had to bring the motherfucking schwank on them. And I ain't even wanna have to blank
on them. That lamb truck got a full tank on them. But a nigga better not look at me wrong. It's certain shit that I can't say on this song. But let me tell you, nigga, I can tell you about the time was going hard up in the paint. And I can tell you shit that other niggas can't. Let me tell you, I can tell you about the time I had to drop a nigga rank. And I can tell you shit I did up off the drink. Let me tell you, I can tell you about the time I signed a deal for 20 bands and used that shit to get my brother out the can. Let me tell you, I can tell you about the time I had a penny and a plan. I can tell you shit, but you won't understand. Let me tell you, nigga,
some shit within my lifetime. At one time, I could still remember just how bad I used to want 5 mics. My biggest dream was just to make it in the unsigned hype. It's so hard for me to fathom this was once my life. Should I make you wanna cop out like a plea deal? So I treat you beat like a Tekashi. Spit on that bitch like Big Mill. My addiction got me weak willed. I'm relapsing, I think I can't seem to stop eating beet pills. And Dr. D.R.E., he still keeps on giving me refills. Send them at me, one with a tit indiscriminately. Women and men and little kids, senior citizens, to the sickest empty. Get Gen Z into a frenzy, but no gift is in me. I'm stingy, and that is the motherfucking difference between them and me. And that's the reason I'm in my Louis Vuitton.
What am I?
Warrior than evil on. This rap shit is something that you'll never see me at. Like senior prom.
Wait a minute,
what I mean is the bars higher than Cheech and Chong. When you give them each a bomb, I call my stanza fan club. Whoever it's unleashed upon, fucking beats upon, like police batons. Y'all are window shoppers, bunch of peeping toms. Still got that bullseye on my back, red dot on my head. Yeah, blood on my hands for some of the rhymes that I've said. Police squad in the task, got them hot on my trail. Like my stepfather with the belt, I got SWAT on my ass. I was painfully shy, now I'm proud of myself. Like Obama's kids, I came out of my shell. And I can promise this on my mama. Shit, no. Every single word to be choosed, without further ado, it's return of the roof. It's more murderous than mucus. So what you're gonna do? Think I'm allergic when I point this motherfucking burner at you. I throw shade, it'll be curtains for you. Pray for the burst to get through birth of a new word. So who's determined to do permanent damage?
Yo, we back. We got a call on the line.
Caller, caller, what it do, man? I think you the first. Is he the first caller?
Caller, you the first caller.
Oh, man, you got $100, man. What's your name? Where you calling from?
For this borderline genius, calling from the east side of Atlanta. From the east side of Atlanta, the great side.
Hey, caller, you dumb as hell.
Why you gotta call like that?
You know what? We gonna give you $100. We gonna goddamn, you know.
Hey,
you
need, man, I appreciate that, man, because my gas is on E.
Oh, yeah, you ain't gonna get it today, though. Yeah, hey, stay online, though.
I gotta put something in the gas tank or something.
Okay, okay.
Well, just stay on hold, and we're gonna get your information and everything, your Cash App or your Zelle or your whole information. Address, however you want us to send it. You want to mail it to your Cash App?
Folk, man.
We can meet up with you at Walmart or whatever.
Yeah, we can meet up with you, too. You know what I'm saying? Pull up.
Okay, okay. Y'all ain't going to meet up and try to got that going to stick me, is you?
No, man. We love females, brother.
Yeah, man.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Stick you? No, caller.
No, it's you, boy. Hey, man, stay on hold, man. We gonna got that, you know. We gonna get your info, man. We
hell no, call. We'll talk to you later, boy. You trying to get stick?
Y'all ain't trying to stick me, is?
Your call. We'll get back with you, man.
Yeah,
we need another call.
We need another caller. Call in. Hang up on him. Hang up on him. All right, caller. Hey, man.
What's wrong with that caller?
What's wrong with that guy, man? He thought it was.
He caught the wrong radio station.
Yeah, he tripping.
Damn, he wrong tripping,
man.
Dude.
Yeah, man. So we're supposed to get cold out here. This is the week recap. Let's do the week recap, right?
It's not going to snow.
Yeah.
She did. Auntie Monet turned 51.
Y'all seen her dancing?
Yeah.
Why she still do the same dance?
Because. I that's her move.
What move she doing?
She do that.
That Mary two-step.
Man, I don't care. I'ma say it. Mary, I like you. I love you. You're still fine. But you need to retire that dance, Mary.
Nah, that's Mary.
Nah,
two-step,
man, retire that shit, man. We tired of seeing it.
I had a crush on Mary when I was like in sixth grade, though.
Hell yeah, everybody did.
Mary J. Blige, you fine as hell back then. That look gold. Didn't she look gold on
her? Yeah. She a little hood.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Goddamn KC.
She couldn't sing at first, though.
She could?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I don't know.
Orleans. She had she, I mean, I went. I saw her in New Orleans at the Essence Festival.
Man, sound like you lying.
Serious. And then she went on stage with her.
I'm looking there. I always tell my he see somebody right. somewhere, yeah, man.
Yeah, that he never seen so her.
She apologized.
Man, for what?
Because she said, because she, you know, with older crowd, you know, Essence Music Festival, older, mature, black folk.
Yeah, yeah.
She went there and thought, you know.
And can't no white people come?
She thought it was y'all there. Like, cause you was like about 21 years old back then.
What year was that?
She, I don't know.
She
was there, though.
Yeah, she was,
No, she was married. But no, now she can sing. She can. She took her some singing classes and everything.
Well, that was.
Shout out to Mary.
Ain't nothing wrong with taking a little singing lesson. Yeah, you got to. Yeah,
shout out to Mary J. Blige. Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary J.
Bust it open, Mary. I mean, happy birthday, Mary.
Damn. Happy birthday, Auntie
Monet. Also, Mary. What happened? Shaquille O'Neal, he giving up his stock inside, what team he on? The Nets.
Man, that nigga Shaq got so many business.
That's why he had to give it up because of that. Because he got some new business ventures going on. So he just did this other
What day. Kind of business venture he got going on? Say,
you know,
Larry, keep talking, man.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, sir.
No, yeah,
that's what's going on with Shaq. What's happening?
Can you, like, that boy Shaq went from playing college ball to, like, now. Like,
and he had commercials and everything.
Like, he owned a lot of stuff.
He branded himself, though. He was smart. He branded himself.
How?
I mean,
I don't even think Shaq really branded himself. I mean, he's Shaq.
It's his brand. You know, it's like what he started with. Who team was Miami?
Orlando.
Yeah, Orlando. He started with Orlando, and then he just went from there. I mean, he was a big guy.
He a big guy, yeah. So
yeah, he dominated. You know, he was dominating basketball back then.
It ain't really too much branding you got to do though.
Right, it's just him.
Like, it's just him.
They didn't get maybe sheriff out here in Georgia.
Yeah, he's a sheriff everywhere. Really, he can be a sheriff anywhere.
Who?
How do that work though, dude?
He ain't no real sheriff. He's just like honorary sheriff.
But he can still arrest you though.
I don't know about that.
Yes, he can.
Need that get somebody on the phone and find out who's working that department with him?
Yeah, you can. But I'm telling you,
but I don't believe you though. For real,
Shaq can arrest somebody.
He got a badge.
Yeah, he got one. He probably got a gun too.
So you're talking about he went to school, police school, academy, or whatever?
No, they just made him a sheriff.
They just make him a sheriff.
Yeah, what's that name? Is it Victor Hill down there? In,
yeah, Clayton County.
Oh, yeah, you know Victor Hill. He probably
down here. You talking about down here, right here in this county? Yeah. Flaco.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Flock will be here. Flock.
Hell yeah.
Flaco.
Clayco. Coalition DJs weekend, anniversary this weekend. It's MLK weekend.
Yeah, that stuff, like day parties going on today too.
Have y'all been to the King Center?
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Years ago. I think I went last time, I went 2019.
Ray, what about you?
Nope.
How long you been in Atlanta?
I
gotta
tell my business.
You ever been on Martin Luther King for?
Yeah.
MLK Drive.
We were last night.
No, you
what y'all doing over there?
Right.
Y'all was in the hood. I know what y'all was doing over there.
What y'all was doing?
At your whole house.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
I don't say
anything.
Yeah, she talking about for sure.
Ready?
She talking about for sure. I ain't had a question. My stuff, my hold on still.
Nigga. Didn't you ask me that same question?
No, for sure asked you that.
No, you asked me that.
Oh, yeah. My hold on still. My
okay.
You know, Drake made
my ex, though.
Drake got more streams than anybody. He said.
Nigga, we already knew that shit.
How many streams he got then?
Probably a billion streams.
8 billion.
Yeah. Ooh.
Not a billion, 8 billion.
But we already knew he had the most streams.
On what song?
Just every third song is this song, they say. Streaming.
Man, we already knew that. That's news that, yeah, Drake is the top guy.
Top guy.
Yeah, we knew that. We talked about it.
Who did you say last week was the top guy first?
Jay-Z.
I thought you said Lil Baby.
Yeah. I did say that.
He didn't know that then, did he?
Yeah.
How now did he know it then?
In street. No, I said the hottest artist. Right now. And I said Lil Baby.
So who's the hottest artist now?
Lil Baby still.
No.
Yeah. Drake. Drake is the hottest artist.
He is. Drake's the hottest artist right now.
Who the hottest Instagram model? Female.
The hottest Instagram model?
Yeah.
Butterfly Ray. Who you talking about?
There you go, Butterfly Ray.
Okay.
Okay.
Shit, I like Bernie Burgos myself.
Yeah. yeah. I like Alexis too, though.
Who?
Sky? Oh, wow.
Oh, she ain't the hottest model.
She ain't the hottest, though, but.
You're
she hot.
First, my guy.
She hot, though. She hot.
Same like day with a dude, my boy.
I like.
Bernice, yeah, that might be like
that. Her daughter look good, too.
Who?
Bernice Burgos.
For real?
It's her and her daughter.
You ever talk to a mother and a daughter at the same time?
I've never talked to a mother and a daughter. Nah.
How old is the daughter?
The daughter like 20 something.
Seeing pretty lashes dope too. You seen her?
Who that is?
She dope, seeing pretty lashes. Dope.
Okay, okay. Little Instagram model. Mm-hmm. All
right.
What that man's name is?
That
my baby mama. Joy.
His baby mama?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Joy Chavis?
Yep.
Chavez?
Yep, whatever it is.
What about old boy Tristan Thompson? That boy cheating on Chloe again.
Again?
Again.
Not again.
Damn, again. My shit mother gonna be fine.
Would you take your spouse back after she cheated on you?
Hell no.
No?
No, man.
Do you expect her to take you back after cheating?
I don't cheat, so I don't even worry about it.
Man, listen, black men don't cheat on
me. I ain't never cheated. That's on real shit, though. If I did, I'd say I ain't cheated.
But would you expect her to take you back if you cheated?
Nope.
If she caught you on some shit. Not even cheating, though. Like, it wasn't cheating in your eyes. Let's say you
not having sex now.
Just something
like
else.
Texting or something.
Yeah, texting or something.
I mean, yeah. Texting or something.
Would you goddamn stay with your chick if you caught some text messages?
It depends what the text message is saying. She's saying like shit.
She talking about she
and she's like, oh damn, I was talking over that last night.
What makes your text messages different than hers?
No, I'm saying, I mean, it depends what she's talking about in the text message. Is she saying I want to see you tonight? Is she saying?
Is she doing some flirting shit? It ain't really no out the way. She is some flirting shit though. She ain't saying I want to goddamn give you some head.
No. So what's she saying then? What is she saying?
Is it considered cheating?
Is that considered cheating?
What?
What is cheating?
Yeah, I want to know what is cheating.
How about that?
My definition of cheating is having sex.
That's the only thing.
That's it?
Yeah.
No going on a date.
So she can go kiss somebody else.
Well, that's.
Now that you know, if not cheating. No, not I mean,
cheating to me, man. If you
exchange your bodily fluids.
That's cheating.
That's cheating.
No, cheating me. Oh, texting,
exchanging bodily fluids.
Yeah, if you lie cheating to me, you cheating. If you say I'm gonna go hang with my homegirl, then you with a dude, you meet up with dude. Oh, you cheating on me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even if we ain't doing not a.
Yes,
damn
you cheating. Okay. It's over with.
All right.
I don't trust you no more.
You the trust is gone.
Yeah, you say you're going to the
store. It's really hard for me to trust somebody anyway, though. I always be like.
So cheating is you can't trust
them. I don't trust him anyway.
Cheating, I don't trust you. If you get caught cheating, I don't trust you no more. It's over with. You can't say you're sorry. I'm going to do better. It was just only this. It was just business. You're lying. You should have told me right then. Why we didn't go together?
What if you was married?
Same thing. It's over
what?
With.
It's over with?
Yeah.
Just like that.
Trust. When the trust gone, I can't. There's nothing else I could do. It's over with. You can't. How?
Is there a way that you can build trust back? Like, if you call somebody cheating, then next thing you know, they got damn jumped in the way of a bullet that was about to hit your ass.
You smart as hell, girl. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, say the number again. What the number?
818-860-9223.
Hey, y'all need to call Hundun. Call up here and ask Hundun for relationship advice because apparently.
Lover boy.
Right.
I got you.
Certified.
Yes. I got you.
Not certified, just lover boy, right?
Just lover boy. Okay. Yeah, lover boy. No okay. Certified. Lover boy.
Get sued. No.
Yeah, right. Get sued. Just lover boy. Yeah. Hey, y'all call in. I'm going to help
y'all call out. In, man.
Yeah. Playtime.
Whatever.
I said I need it. This Draco undefeated. Hit some block and then I'm bleeding. Go long, these bullets he receive it. I can't see it. My wrist look like a snow cone, make her eat it. Once I see her, I give her that dope dick just like it eat them. Then I leave her. I can't get caught up, I can't be on cheaters. Look at them people, you know what it is. Go put that dope up for they breaches. Before they breaches, I'ma get out this bitch and I'm striking. I'm throwing my heater. Whole lot of money and still it keep coming forever. I'm living my life like a Peter. Dope. I'm straight out the knife, I came up selling hard. Hell, run. I'm straight from the knife, I went bought me a dime. I dropped out the poacher and bought me a gun. We bought in the jet, cause my dog got a one. But don't give a fuck when the stick will be gone. I moved up out the molly, I cover my guns. They got an eel on my aim, on point. Shooting that Glock, give me pain in my joint. We shooting 50 round drum, honey bun. I want 2,000, I want both of they tongue. I know how to handle they bust on my damage. These niggas can't run, we don't kill everyone. You know where I'm from, give a fuck how you come. Got a stick in the car and it sound like a bomb. I came in the bit with a mid worth of cash. Like Bandicoot, we
about to crash. No remorse, I put five to your dad. Off the porch, bought a Porsche and I drag. Out the building and young nigga sad. Put up 30, now you do the math. If you sick on my son, I won't hide. Bullets rain, we give him a bath. I say I need it. This Draco undefeated. Hit some black and then I'm bleeding. So long, these bullets he receive it. I can't see it. My wrist look like a snow cone, make her eat it. Once I see her, I give her that dope dick just like it eat her. Then I leave her. I can't get caught up, I can't be on cheaters. Nigga, them people, you know what it is. Go put that dope up for they breaches. Before they breaches, I'ma get out this bitch and I'm striking, I'm throwing my heater. Whole lot of money instead, it keep coming forever. I'm living my life like a beater.
From the band on the band, we making it happen. I like a bitch bougie, but keep me in ratchet.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Cartier straight out the plastic. Diamonds in all of my glasses.
I'm fucking more bitches than magic.
Straight out the basket, they say them young niggas have it.
The money too old, it's growing maggots.
Finger fuck it with the mag.
I'm making that fuck out the way we pay. We been giving too many niggas these passes.
Too many. Fuck it, drop a bag and cash it.
Fuck it.
Who gonna press on the fastest?
Who?
Extend no barrel elastic. New attachment, shit get tactic.
Technical. They stole the flow.
Go.
Then they tryna run off with the fashion.
My neck got freezing. Just give us the reason. Make that smoke look easy. Couple of hundreds with the stones is bleeding. What's your issue?
Woo.
If you got a trigger, just squeeze it. Squeeze it. Whole block outside of the street.
Ain't no peace treated. Stones around my Jesus, they ain't treated. They got me heated. Don't play with the gang, they know that we be undefeated. I get to squeezing.
You get to squeeze.
When we talking beef, they say that they vegan. Jumping
no reason.
We coming on ice and talking to freezer.
I said I need it. This Draco undefeated. Hit some black and then I'm bleeding. Go long, these bullets he receive it. I can't see it. My wrist look like a snow cone, make her eat it. Once I see her, I give her that dope dick just like it eat them. Then I leave her. Can't get caught up, I can't be on cheaters. Nigga, them people, you know what it is. Go put that dope before they breaches.
Before they breaches,
I'ma get out this bitch and I'm striking, I'm throwing my heater. Whole lot of money instead, it keep coming forever. I'm living my life like a beater.
Making it all scrumptious.
Represent
your BDS Nielsen certified radio station.
You heard that?
Baby boy.
Join the movement.
I wanna bring my brother back, but I know it ain't gon' happen. Knew I had to be the man back when I start trapping. I never gave a fuck what they said. Phone them told me off with they heads. Sure they don't sleep in they beds. You surely wasn't raised with they kids. Baby, I'm a shark and they fish. I grew up had to fill my house with dishes. Still be smoking dope with my kids. Come here. Yeah, you know it's big, Kappa die, yeah. Tell us the retarded, he fried. The day smarting up, it's God, yeah. Come on my property, I turn to a fresh fry. To my front yard, to a fish fry. I see big glow in the big sky. Crazy how I turn to the big guy. Right now I'm sister like a east side. Thick little bitch from the east side. Told her that I live on the west side. You like the small dough, that's the best side. When you got money, be like yes sir. Niggas always folding on the pressure. The only thing I'm dug in the militia. It fades when I'm tired of taking pictures. Face dried up. From all of the tears I cried up. Some proof I slide through. We turn a photo spot to a drive through. You so they got you. Some ain't get good, but that's how it go. I build more money than baby Milo. Beat on my chest. A nigga beat on that bitch. Cut a hoe beat on my day. Nah. New shit on the way. Baby on the lane. You just still call away. You tryna argue, okay? shit in front of you for you to get over it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lost my homies and I can't get over it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I put my head on cause I'm a big boy. Yeah. And there's so much cash out here to get, boy. Easy as fuck, I get up to myself, ain't no sin, bitch. Bring shit home, baby, mama, don't worry about I'm getting this shit. Grown ass man now, but baby, when we was kids, we were kids. First gun was a Glock, for the try to ding in your head with that bitch.
Yo, we back.
What the hell you doing over there, bitch?
I think I tell you, guess what?
What?
We got some bomb ass spots. They recorded them the other day. They producing them now.
No, we did.
Got some what?
Some shit for y'all show. Some sweepers.
What you mean?
I mean, I got with y'all names and everything in it.
The drop, they call a drop.
Oh, yeah.
They sweepers. Oh, yeah, with y'all names.
Nah, they not sweeping the drop. What is a sweeper?
Nigga. I'll tell you what they call.
How they gonna have something with our name on it? We ain't even say it.
Yeah. I produced it for y'all.
You said it?
Nigga, I sue your ass.
No, I wrote it said.
I sue your ass.
Now it's time for the baddest goddamn.
Man, we finna sue his ass.
We finna sue your ass.
Pop your shit. Man, we boy. Fuss show all by himself with his sidekick. His assistant.
I wish you motherfucking would say that.
We suing your ass.
I'm helping you out, Fuss, for your show.
No.
So you want me to tell the man to tell all we love, leave him alone. Don't produce.
We
want to
hear
it. You want to hear it first?
Yeah.
They come out. I send them y'all email to you when they come.
Why you play it today?
There you be lying like
hell. No, I'm serious.
Don't ever care.
Does it really say his sidekick?
Yep.
Oh.
I know he ain't say that shit.
Hey, man.
Drop that shit off at your whole house. No.
Young Dolph Case. Young Dolph Case.
My homie win, I win.
This doggone, they got like three people.
Young, right?
One of the dudes is. Yeah, it's like three of them. It's getting crazy. So, what they saying is they hijacked the car, the Benz that they were driving. They done hijacked the lady. They done hit her in the head, held that gunpoint, took the car, then came and got down, went and killed off.
They
got like three niggas now.
I wonder who the dude was. I wonder if they're his homies, though.
One of them was a sex offender, a registered sex offender.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Right.
Oh, he's weird.
He doing some wild shit.
I mean, they say they don't know why yet. They ain't got to the.
You ain't going to never find no motor. You ain't gonna never, at this point, stuff like that, you ain't gonna even find no motive.
No.
It's hate. Just the motive is hate.
Yeah, hate.
That is hate right there. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe a female.
But my thing is, why? You know what I mean? Why would you do stuff like that? I mean, in the rap world, you know what I'm saying? Why?
You'll kill somebody, hits a female. Like, knock off, smash.
No.
Right. How you just leave? There's so many out here.
Is that what you think it is?
Wait, what?
They got to do with young
I'm saying,
he might have something to do with
it. In the industry, man, you know, nigga be here.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, you heard about what happened on the old National Highway. He like broke into somebody's studio, kicked the door down.
And did what?
Took everything out of there.
Damn. That happened at
Thursday night.
They doing that. It's like a chain of studios.
That's what they saying.
They trying to make their own studio. So they trying to build their own shit from the bottom. So they going to take everybody.
Niggas
up,
is bold. I just seen goddamn nigga did smash and grab in broad daylight. Getting out of jury.
A group of them or just one or two?
It was a group of them.
We almost got robbed on MLK last night.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Yeah, you wasn't even supposed to be on MLK.
MLK.
Right. You should have called me first.
You should have called Hunter.
Why were you at MLK?
I was at your whole house.
Damn!
I like that right there.
No, you don't.
Was it a club?
Pre-game.
Oh. Pre-game.
Pre-game. Oh, getting lit.
Relax.
Getting lit before they go out.
Nigga, I stopped going to pregame a long time ago.
What is pregame? Right there by McDonald's.
Yeah. Where we used to go for the little.
When homie be.
Nigga with the dread. Used to be there. He used to own that shit.
Pregame.
Hell, man.
Right by Ashbury? By the train station? By Walmart?
As soon as you get. Yeah, it's like Chick-fil-A and all that. Yeah, right there.
Homie be over there on the.
That's what I'm saying. We was over there.
Right.
Yeah, that's black. Shit, it ain't nowhere to park. Yeah. You be breaking in the cars, and then you just walk right in that motherfucker.
How you get yourself out of trouble?
Ain't gonna be no bad bitches.
How you get yourself out of trouble?
I was inside. They was just breaking in cars.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Wow.
Did you get your car broken into?
No.
How you almost got robbed?
That's what I want to know. That's what I'm asking these questions for.
I mean, that was just for dramatic purposes.
Oh.
Yeah, so she ain't going to get robbed.
Yeah, dang, I want to sound cool like you guys.
That's not cool. Getting raw is not
gangster.
Cool.
You want to be gangster?
You want to be gangster?
Over there in the hood.
Nah.
We got a job where you want to be gangster?
I'm poor.
I bet. We got to put you on a little lick. So, you know what I'm saying? Now you got to bring us all the money. You got to bring it back to us now.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's gangster.
For sure, I heard you had a good show the other night.
What show?
In Fayetteville.
He won
that. Oh, we had a
success.
No, it wasn't a show. It was a grand opening of the Ugly Money Studios.
I should have came up there.
Yeah, you should have.
You should have told me. I didn't know about it.
I ain't had to know.
I thought you for sure. I mean, I would have came for real, for real. I would have came to your studio.
I know you would have.
I would have came to
your studio. I mean, I invited Success.
I don't know what. Success said it was a concert or something.
No, I mean, we had like performances.
Let me ask you about the studio. I would have came for sure.
Yeah, it was a dope grand opening, man. Shouts out to Ugly Money. We just opened the studio. Yeah, some goddamn performances and shit, man. That shit.
Boy, Nietzsche, what to do him?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? So it was good, man. It was a good look. So the studio is open. You can come get a photo shoot. Yep. You can come do a video.
And
you
got a podcast there too.
Yeah,
right?
We got 3 podcast walls.
They got money over there.
Nah,
not money, but studio. You know, that's a good thing about I learned about Atlanta. Everybody got studios here, which is pretty cool.
Everybody got a studio.
They do. Everybody got, but it's, I mean, it's a lot of folks though too. So everybody's trying to do podcasts now, all kind of.
That's the new wave right now.
It is.
Podcast.
You got to sell. You got to sell your show, y'all. If you're gonna do podcast, make sure you get some advertisers.
Right.
You're gonna do podcast.
They do advertising on Facebook and Instagram.
Do they?
Yeah.
Now I be checking y'all studios out. It's pretty dope.
He ain't never even been there.
I seen a picture. I told you about that 2 weeks ago. I said,
oh, yeah.
I saw y'all pictures out there. I be following y'all.
I invited Butterfly Ray and Honda and them.
So, they didn't come? So what happened?
Hell nah.
Was,
Honda, Chrissy come either?
You know they ain't come.
But dang. Success showed up.
I would have came. Yeah,
Success showed up.
Success showed up.
He a rapper. I know he going to show up.
He showed up.
He an artist.
Sleep. But he liked though. He's able to.
We were asleep.
Right.
What time did it start? Grand open. 7
then, and then Butterfly Ray just told me, yeah, you can invite me to the studio.
You can.
And when I invite you, then you will show up.
I was sleepy. I had so much stuff to do.
That's not. That sounds like an excuse.
I am a mother.
I'm a daddy.
Mothers work harder than dads.
No, y'all don't.
No, they get it in. I can't. What you mean work hard? To my at 9 to 5?
No.
Oh, you talking about period with the kid?
Yeah, with the kid.
Oh, yeah, mom go hard. Yeah, I can say that.
No.
Yeah,
you such a hater.
How y'all work hard?
What?
The kid be in school for most of the day.
8 hours, yeah.
What else you doing? What's the hardest part? Getting up early?
Thinking
about. Taking them to school?
No, figuring out what to eat every damn day.
Shit. They get the cooking. You know how to cook?
Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Just figuring out what to eat.
You know, that's hard for women.
No, that is. That do sound right, though. Because I be trying. I be like, damn, what the fuck I'm going to eat?
And you don't want to eat the same thing.
You don't want to eat the same
week.
Thing.
You right.
I get tired of cooking the same thing. Like, they was on shrimp and grits for a while.
Yeah.
So I was making that. We have tacos every Tuesday.
Yeah. Taco Tuesday.
Bruh.
When did that start?
Wait a minute. And they make specialty tacos.
How you know?
I talked to him about that already.
Man.
The fuck?
Yeah, I talked to him about that. They ain't told you about that before them tacos?
Yeah,
I mean,
man.
So we got to
meet. Oh, yeah.
He ain't telling them that, huh?
Oh, for real?
You doing too much.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, shit.
They can cook.
Oh,
they can cook.
And have you tasted?
Yeah, I did.
Have you tasted?
I did.
Oh, how you? Oh, they brought you some?
They might get you. They might help y'all.
Damn.
The food truck. Can y'all help him out on the food truck? He got a food truck.
Nuh-uh, he mean.
I'm mean. Right.
What
do
you sell on food truck?
He don't even know.
Taco.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Tacos.
He don't even know.
Get your chili dog.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hot dog, hamburgers.
Yep.
Peace.
Yep. Everything sells, man.
It does. Depending on the community.
You think a person ain't making money off a hot dog, you're crazy. How much you get a case of hot dogs for? You get a case of hot dog for like $20.
Yeah.
You sell one hot dog for $2 or $3.
No, yeah.
$5
for hot dog. Okay, so
with the toppings on there.
$5 for hot dog?
Hey, yeah, with the toppings on there.
With the chili, the slaw, the cheese.
Shit, you paying $2 for a
jalapeno.
That's $2.
$10 for hot dog.
$2.
Yeah, like a festival.
You getting a gourmet hot dog versus a QT hot dog that everybody done looked at
and touched.
You just told me you you bought all them hot dogs for $20.
Right.
But now you want me to pay $5?
Yeah, because we just sauced them up for you. Yeah.
That's not the bread, the chili, the slaw.
Mustard, the cheese, onion. The jalapenos on it, yeah, the onions.
That's $12 right there. Yeah. For Chicago, y'all make Chicago dogs?
No, I never had one.
That's where onions and shit.
Yeah, onions.
The sesame seed bun and some shit. You know, yeah.
I lived in Chicago for a couple
of years. Oh, you did, man. You always talking about you.
Live there, goddamn well. Boy, you
know,
I'm up.
I can't say
that.
Cali,
Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get
yeah, you can't say that. Yeah.
I can't say, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Yeah, I was in Chicago for a couple of years.
Oh, your hoja hit me on Instagram, too. She said... She said, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm gonna be there. Yeah, man. Hey, man. Look. Hey, man, but yeah, man, they caught the killers for Young Dolph, man, still coming out. So, shouts out to them. And we still ain't got now uncovered the Biggie and Tupac murder.
That's crazy.
What the fuck? I'm for real.
Yeah, why we ain't caught them yet?
Right.
And they caught Young Dolph murder within two or three months?
Hey, did I ask you last week? Did we ask you something about you knocking a chick off? She fart, you keep going. I asked you that, didn't I?
Is she fart?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep going.
You did.
I was just trying to make sure.
You did. Why wouldn't you keep going?
Thanks.
It's just gas.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure I asked you.
Honda.
What's up?
Has a girl ever trapped you with a baby?
Trapped me. Nah, she tried. I told her she got to get an abortion. Oh, trap? Yeah, she got to get an abortion, though. I mean, she said she's pregnant. You know.
Wait a minute.
You got to get an abortion.
I was going somewhere with that.
Oh, you what?
God.
No, I don't do the trap things.
Where were you going with that?
Oh, my gosh. What about you?
No.
She never trapped you?
No.
So, that wasn't your baby mama, wasn't your girlfriend. You was just doing something.
You asking me that?
No, I'm talking to him for sure. So,
yeah, she was my girlfriend.
Wow, that's crazy, B.
Right. Now that's it.
Oh, she won?
Oh.
Oh.
You know?
Nah.
You know? Don't you?
I didn't know.
I thought you said he ain't had no girlfriend since high school.
Yeah, but I thought the baby mama was. He got a child by her, but I thought.
Yeah.
You knew her
high school?
I thought it was something.
I thought it was something.
He didn't even know her in high school.
He just slipped up.
Man.
Why you ain't put hot sauce in the condom?
What?
What? Yeah.
Why you ain't put hot sauce in the condom?
What's that gonna do?
You threw it away. It's gonna kill
you. I didn't wear no condom.
Oh.
What you mean? How you think we had a baby? We going wrong.
She could have had a turkey baster.
Huh?
Ooh, see, y'all don't.
What type of shit you got going on, Ray?
What type of shit I got going on?
Yeah.
See, y'all what better you be doing? Aware. Y'all ain't hear about that girl who tried to trap Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
What happened?
She tried to take the condom and get herself pregnant with a turkey baster. Y'all don't watch TV.
That shit don't work.
How you know it don't work?
Because it don't.
Okay.
That shit don't work.
Oh, okay.
Did she get pregnant?
Huh?
Did she get pregnant?
No, he put hot sauce in the condom before she could take the condom.
I mean,
when she did that, she's trying to sue Drake.
That sounds weird.
Is this true?
After the set, she pulled the rubber off. I mean, he pulled the rubber off, went in the kitchen, grabbed a bottle of hot sauce. You could have just threw the condom away. What are you talking about? That don't make sense.
I would have flushed that motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely.
Hold on. What?
That's stupid.
Yeah. That's too much energy, bro. Like, you go that you hidden and you done got there, go downstairs. Oh, let me put some hot sauce.
Right.
Why I gotta be downstairs though?
Huh?
Why I gotta be downstairs? See, look, my man could have been eating some chicken with some hot sauce. Is this true? A little joint over.
It can't be.
You know what I'm saying? And then being like, he got it in, and then she said, I'll take the condom, I'll throw the condom away for you. Or whatever, and then he looked at and was like, oh shit.
First of all,
then,
if I'm Drake, she gonna swallow them babies.
Oh. Alright, I'm going.
I said a condom.
No,
honey.
But this is what I'm saying.
Okay.
She gonna do whatever I want her to do if I'm Drake.
Drake probably ain't use no rub either, probably.
Yeah, Drake
exactly.
Ain't no
I
rubber,
told
man.
Him that shit do work, don't it?
How many niggas out here use condoms?
I would hope all of y'all use condoms.
Niggas more scared of COVID than that damn catching something.
Who my is girl, scared of COVID?
We with my girl home.
Everybody?
I with my home girl. With my girl home girl.
You got a vaccine?
No.
You got a mask?
Yes.
Oh.
Man, we went like $3 trees yesterday.
And
I got cough
drops and tea and honey.
Let me tell you how people don't use, bro. We went to $3 General's, Dollar Tree yesterday. All the pregnant tests gone. All of them.
I'm done.
Folks ain't using no rubber.
It's COVID
here,
season. They don't care.
Folks knocking you out with nothing.
Niggas don't care.
Nope. They don't. At all. They think they could use the bathroom after you have said you good. You know how they be like, after you.
I still believe that. I still do that. I still go do that. I'm like, let me push all that shit out.
Yeah.
Push that thing out.
Okay,
yeah.
She got that Frank's
hot. That one of them meals.
I know it.
Yeah.
That one of them meals.
I'm trying to put them on.
That's
COVID
right there. See, I still do that shit.
My cousin told me about that. Boy.
I still do that shit.
Be careful, okay? Don't let any woman take. Never mind, because y'all don't use condoms.
I didn't say I didn't use condoms. I didn't say that.
You stood up like you was the advocate for.
I said who don't
non condoms.
I said who don't use condoms.
Me.
Hey, so.
Hey, who else is
so
with me?
When you be mean to chick though, you be about to knock out. Do they ever be like, I'm allergic to latex. I'm allergic to condoms.
Yeah.
Man, like I don't. Know, like, I don't like that. Like that though. Like. Yeah. I'm allergic to rubbers. So I don't use. Like,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. I done been there. But that's. I was just stupid, I guess. Yeah, like, yeah. That's just dumb, bro. Like, what do you mean?
That shit be fine, though.
Yeah, man. But it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go down.
Fellas, please stay protected. Condoms are cool.
Really? Are they?
Even if you got a girlfriend, though?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Even if you got a girlfriend, you still supposed to use it. Like, this your girl. You can still. It's your main chick. Yeah. It's your main chick. Do you still strap up every time? That's a lot of goddamn rubbers you had to have in the house.
Between you and your main chick.
All right. I ain't using that, Rose. I wish she would somebody put on a rubber. We're breaking
but
up.
But if you just out here willy-nilly and, you know.
Right.
You said for show. Yeah, for right. Show.
I'm not willy-nilly.
Okay. Well, if you just out here. You
I'm
know.
Not willy-nilly.
Hey, for sure. You be putting cap on like you got a girl, though. Like, you be putting like close friends when you be talking.
What
you know how
mean?
They put the close friends up when they want to show something?
Yeah.
They put it for your close friends. Yeah, how you be talking like, yeah, it's just close friends.
Man, you know what I'm saying? See, man, it's like.
You gonna be looking like, for, you look for a real girl.
I'm like Drake, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to put the hot sauce in the condom, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know what I got. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I don't, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't trying to knock it off. Okay.
I mean, yeah. I done did it.
Right.
Like shouted low said, we the mall.
Okay.
We done did that already. But you know, now it's just like now I'm just trying to, you know, just trying to find that right one, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I told we need to do like a little
right.
Put you on a dating show, my boy. You'll do a dating show?
I'll do
like Married at First Sight. My girl like that show.
I do that shit. I almost was on a dating
show.
You'll do
Married at First Sight?
Yeah.
For real?
I been wanting to do a show like that. I was almost on I shit. Love New York, bro.
No.
For real.
No.
I was just doing that just to get exposure, though, like. But I was, like, going through it, like, and everything, like.
No.
Yeah.
What happened? Why they ain't got damn
shit? They ain't picked me. I guess I wasn't believable enough. Yeah, I made it to, like, the second round.
They
you
knew
know
you ain't like New York for real.
Right.
I ain't like, yeah. They knew what it was. They were looking for a certain type of person, I think, anyway, so. I probably ain't fit the description, you know what I'm saying? But it's all
good.
Did you
have
though.
Your face shaved?
I don't even remember. I was see, probably looking like
was,
this.
That was probably the reason why.
I had dreads back then, right I
there.
Think.
Ooh, that's why right there. They
my shit was done, though. My shit used to be tight.
If you don't know if your face was shaved, you don't know if them dreads was done.
No, I know my dreads were done. Well, you're right. You're right. It might
so you trying to find something serious, my boy?
Yeah, man, I guess so, man. Eventually, man.
But getting up there, yo. It's about
getting
time,
up there, man. It's about that time, man.
Don't settle down. And the streets ain't talking about nothing.
I probably got about 10 more years.
Oh, you got 10 in?
Yeah, I got 10.
Damn, you going to you what?
Yeah.
About 50
about
something?
About 50.
Damn.
When I'm about 50, that's when I get married.
No, so, but you already going to be in a relationship. That's what you're saying. Or you going to wait to 50 to get in a relationship?
No, I ain't got to wait, but I say 50. No, really, I got 10 years left of playtime in me.
Yeah.
10
years.
God damn, boy.
Yeah, I got about 5 to 10. I ain't on cap.
That ain't good, boy. Your body can be fucked up.
That ain't good?
Hell no. Your body
can be
fucked up, boy.
Why not? Who's to say it ain't good?
That's a lot of pardon.
It's more than one way to skin a cat.
Keep your condoms.
Nigga, that's old school as hell.
It is, though.
More than one way to skin a cat.
What makes my way so wrong? That's because the traditional way, that's all everybody know.
Your way ain't wrong.
Right. Why I can't just get in the relationship when I'm ready?
You can.
You know what I'm saying? At 50, yeah, you can.
I don't want to force it.
Don't force it.
Don't run from it either now when it come. Because you be running. Don't run from it either now.
I be running because it's not.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
It's not what I'm looking for all the way. I told you I get bored fast too, so.
I'm just a challenge.
What makes you bored? What makes you bored?
I don't know, man.
How you don't know,
dude? I'm a challenge, right. Bro. It's just certain things that I don't like. Sometimes it just depends. So I'm picky. Know. How about that? That's a better word. I'm real picky.
No, because you say you get bored fast, but what is boring? Like
talking on the phone.
Same girl is boring. That's boring. Talking to the same girl.
Talking on the phone is boring. I don't like talking on the phone.
So you pull up?
Yeah, I like to pull up.
Okay. Can she pull up on you?
Depends.
On what?
She gotta ask me. Yeah, she can't just pop up.
I mean,
yeah, she can pull up on me if she know where I'm at.
But you won't get bored sitting in front of her talking to her like y'all just sitting on the couch watching TV talking. Would that bore you?
I might be trying to hit some. See? I ain't gonna cap. See, I might be a sex addict.
Every time.
Yeah, I am like that. Yeah, my girl. So
I might be a sex addict.
Me too. I think so.
You might be.
I might be.
But it's hard to like just sit down on the couch and like and don't try.
Yeah, I'm touching and doing all that.
Right. I mean, yeah, you can touch, but
no, touching gonna lead his son. He gonna wake up. He gonna wake up and it's time to play.
Playtime.
He ain't ready to go to sleep now, so he up. Yeah. Then you know they walk around with the little shorts on.
Right.
Thighs all like, print all out. Come here. Got little pretty ass toes. Come here. Get over here. Yeah. We play. Don't bring a whore around me. True players for real.
So can you be in a relationship with someone who does not match your sex drive?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
It's that important, huh?
Yeah.
Nah, because I had a chick that was, yeah.
Yeah, that's serious.
The chick that wanted more, that's like, that shit be stressful. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, wanted more than you?
Yeah, bro.
For real?
That shit stressful, bro.
That's crazy.
It is.
They be nagging too. They be wanting.
Yeah. I be like, bro, I'm, you know what I'm saying? You
be tired. You're like, mean, no, I'm straight.
Y'all so hypocritical,
bro.
What?
Man,
look.
That's not fair.
This shit go back to the beginning days. It's man, then it's woman.
Oh, my God.
Straight up.
That's just like how y'all say about the baby, you know what I'm saying? You, what? The mother is first or something? That's how y'all feel, right? Right?
So you get it a lot.
I get it when I want to.
But if you in a relationship, you gonna get it a lot.
When I want to.
When you want to.
Yeah. When you want it, you want it. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, when I want it.
Ain't no.
Not in a relationship, it ain't no.
Right, that's why I'm in a relationship.
Right.
Yeah, because I can get it every time I want it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. Every day. I need it every day, too. Yeah, at least two times a day, two or three.
See, you can get mad at me for saying no now, because we not in a relationship. But if we was in a relationship and you say no.
Yeah, something wrong. What? What you, hold on now.
That shit didn't make sense.
Right. I'm tripping.
Yeah. I said it wrong.
I was waiting on you.
You said it right,
boy.
No. I said it wrong.
No, you said it wrong.
It said you can get mad now.
Right.
Because we not in a relationship.
Right.
That's right, though. Boy. She can say no.
Oh no, okay.
She can say no.
Here we go. You can't get mad now if I say no to you because we not in a relationship. But if we're in a relationship and I say no, then yeah, you got the right to get mad. Cause we in a relationship. Red Cup! Oh, we talking about Jehovah. I was just talking about him.
As usual.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Shouts out to Red Cup. Hey man, we about to wrap this shit up. Appreciate y'all. Pop your shit radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm ugly money for show, man. Honda.
Hey, this your boy Hundan. Follow me on the ground, HUNDON_onlyme. And listen, if y'all need me to come out and carry your service, you know, get that. Don't get lost in the sauce. Uh-oh. And look, if you need them lashes done, my lady got you. Sitting pretty lashes. We in the building. Playtime. Butterfly, what it do?
What's up? Butterfly Ray. BUTTERFLY.REY.